Ready.
Farts.
I'm gonna light this joint. Somebody want to?
Yeah.
Somebody want to annotate what we're doing?
What's up?
This is the Mold Brain Crew.
Special episode up in smoke. We're trying out 5 different kinds of weed in joint form.
DJ Fox.
No wait, DJ Shiffer Brains grew this weed. Meat.
So
a lot of it, like
behind the scenes private look.
All right, I can't put my elbows on here. I will kill us all.
We can scoot this out a little if you want.
I mean, like, I grew this commercially. Like, I've got
business.
280 pounds of this shit.
That's a damn lot of weed.
Fucking stoner.
Wow, your weed's so big.
Goddamn.
What are you going to do? Just get high out on a bonfire for personal use?
First up is... Shit, I already lost the bag.
Oh.
I already lost the bag. Bigfoot lemonade.
Bigfoot's dead.
That needs to become a strain.
Bigfoot's dead.
It's got to smell fucking cheesy, though.
You're right.
Good luck getting any cheese strains. Nobody wants them anymore.
Sucks.
Good luck getting any cheese strains.
What
nobody wants
that?
Them. Nice. I like cheese.
Was it L.A. cheese? That was like L.A. Confidential and...
Oh, that hits.
Something cheese, NK cheese.
I hope by
NK
the end of
cheese.
This, I really cheese. Hope by the end of this that everybody understands how good of a roller I am. I'm fucking incredible, and I'm just going to toot my own horn.
Hell yeah.
P.S.
Love the Murlocs.
Very much. More than I do King Giz.
They just
dropped any new material for us to like. At, but they might be now that DJ Piss is telling me I'm fucking wrong.
They just had a new single drop.
Okay, so that's teasing an album. His ash is kind of black, isn't it?
A little bit,
right? Black ash. You're looking for gray, white, not black.
What type of papers did you use?
Element. I didn't use Elements. They didn't have any at the store. These are...
Because I'm seeing the tip of it like as white, but I'm seeing the paper... Dark.
Yeah, it looks like the ash on the end is white.
They're the brand I hate, and I don't want to like shit on them right now because they might end up being as much. It's fucking Zigzag. It's the Zigzag Ultra Rice Papers. It's the silver and blue pack.
Yeah. I'm always a fan of the was it the 3/4 ones?
I do the 1 1/4. That's what those
one
are.
One
no, I mean yeah, but those are thick and they're gross and they run and they taste like shit and they hardly stick. I hate those papers. I have a pack of them in my girlfriend's car just in case I run out of my elements.
Yeah, I fuck with them. They're the ones
I
use.
I fuck without them.
Oh, that's fair. Fuck, fine. I'm leaving the pod. I'm out.
And this is the kind of shit that we do here behind the scenes. We just get on each other's nerves until one of us walks off. So every time you've ever heard us stop the show, it's because one of us is so pissed off.
Yeah, it's not too bad of a joint. It's got,
yeah?
It's got
too bad of a joint or the weed? Because the joint is rolled perfectly. We're talking about the weed now.
Terrible joint.
Fuck
weed
perfect.
Fuck
weed
perfect.
For sitting down and hammering 5 of them out in 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Oh, it's way better than joint than I can roll. You got your 10,000 rolls in, though.
Yeah.
I do. For those of you at home, I do have my 10,000 rolls.
Like I'll give myself a 7 out of 10 rolling of capability, so you definitely take the cake on that one.
You know, because of you, we had a birthday party at your house one time, and everybody was there. And we were in your garage. I know, you definitely did. It was one of your birthdays. And people always get mad. Not people, but there are a few individuals that get really mad at me when I start dropping names. So I do it so naturally because it's just a part of my life. I love names, but I love names, but I love names, but I love names, but
all the time.
The only way I can make this more...
We used to buy drugs from them.
We used to buy
hash from them.
Sometimes.
No,
we were always.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
He quit. We from one good K2.
I get it.
Yeah, you can just
leave. Okay. He rolled a jackhammer.
He's the first person, that showed us how to do something else other than just a blunt.
Just roll a blunt.
Or just a joint.
He stuck two blunts together and made a jackhammer, which is just a cross joint. With blunts.
Just a capital T.
Big capital T. A mister before that capital T.
Yeah, we just took probably like 10 gums from the Zigzag wrappers and then used that as the the glue essentially to mold the tea together.
It smoked.
It smoked fucking great.
I mean, that was back in the day of us doing like dry bag waterfalls. Do you remember the bread bag?
18 or 19, yeah.
Fucking duct taped a bread bag to half a fucking 2 liter, put a bowl through the lid. Boom, you got yourself a fucking dry bag waterfall. That was disgusting. Can we talk about our almost arrest? Because that's a memory.
There's a couple of those. I've got.
But I mean, with you and me specifically, we're together in the same vehicle.
There was the time with
the
Brad,
time.
Brad and Levi.
Yep, that was that time. I think that joint's probably spent. Yeah.
And then there that same call pulled us over after a show at Cafe Mela.
No,
we're taking my mom's Suburban home.
All of us.
It was just me and you. Yeah, we were taking my mom's Suburban home, and she still had her winter tires on the car.
Studs. I pulled over for studs.
This is the same cop that pulled us over.
You're right. I remember you saying that after he took your stuff back to the car. You're like, dude, that was the same cop.
That was the same cop. Let us go then. It's like I remember going across the bridge. Like I got a bad feeling. Light up these cloves. Yeah. And then sure enough.
Thank God I had cloves.
He came up next to us, and then I heard it, got behind us, pulled us over up on top of Grant. And yeah, same guy caught us smoking weed behind weed. God, it was below Sunset somewhere.
For
like
sure.
Off Cascade.
It was below the 76 off of Sunset. It was the left hand turn before that. You go all the way down to where you can't go straight because you're headed towards the river.
Yeah.
We took a right and there's a trailhead and we just kind of pulled off right next to it.
Yeah.
On the side of the road. And the two POCs in the car both had 40s. Or was it just one of them?
No, there was a bag of beer that I think Brad.
Brant. Bryant forgot the bag of beer. I remember you saying, "Fuck, Bryant forgot his six pack." Bryant, I'm not gonna finish that.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Full names. Okay, never mind. The seal has been broken.
Well, yeah.
Next
people
up
can
to
drink.
We're lighting another joint. Final thoughts on that joint?
It
got
tasted,
a little spicy.
It tasted like the gelato. There's in the middle.
Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah. It didn't taste as bad as I thought.
Taste.
Some of the stuff. I forgot we chose some of the better stuff.
For sure. We went through a bunch of that. Thanks for pointing that out. Rainbow. When you grow weed, you want it all to be good, but you also have to just understand that you're whatever. Fuck you. This strain's called Rainbow Snow Cone. Did not name it. Fucking name.
Rainbows.
These joints are probably 0.5 to 0.8 grams, I would say. It's not grams, I would say. It's grams, I would say. Right?
Yeah, I'd say around a gram or so. Maybe give it a little bit.
Take a 0.2.
Gram.
0.8 to 1
gram. Yeah, that last one, I'd say, it's definitely earthy. Definitely tasted, some sweet tones to it, but it has that aftertaste of some earthy weed. Eyes, mild, cerebral. I feel it more in my chest than my head.
Yeah, definitely.
This one
What's up like there? You want to come test out some Mary J's?
Shit. I'm already stoned and drunk, so any of the effects of these are just going to be completely lost.
Oh, I'm ready. I've just been smoking dabs for the last three or four days because if I had any weed, I was going to die at work or die at fucking the high school reunion.
I think it tastes like shit, but I bet Jasper's gonna think it tastes good.
Oh, damn. I guess
I think it's very flavored, and I think it's just as a flavor I don't like.
The garlic. The exhale tastes a lot better. The initial taste is really spicy. The garlic.
His face just lit up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, spicy.
Yeah, I actually do really like that. It's really sweet on the exhale.
See, because we have completely different palates. I knew he would get the thing in
like
it. That's good.
I like the exhale.
the inhale.
Normally, I try to ignore what's going on in the inhale because I'm just trying
to.
It's
like rosemary. It just straight tastes like I'm smoking straight rosemary.
Maybe on the inhale.
Inhale,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it's real spicy.
A spliff almost on the inhale.
I fucking wish.
I just kind of I don't get a ton of flavor. More just hot. But
I'd rather smoke that than a cigarette.
Well, yeah.
I would definitely rather smoke that than a cigarette. cough. I'm the first one to rate that.
That's not too bad.
Cough counter. Cough counter. You got one?
We gotta have cough counters.
I don't know. I think we've got so more of these, and we should just not focus on finishing them so much as getting a solid experience. Have we all solidly experienced?
Quit being a bitch. You grew these.
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 Quit being a bitch. And the goal is to not get biased and that say it's just getting better as we're smoking each joint.
You know what? Actually, now that I'm burning the canoe off of this joint, I can taste the rest of the joint on fire. And it has more essential oils than I initially thought.
A dumb blue genie in a brown lamp sitting there in an Arabian country.
Robin, the ghost of Robin Williams.
Yeah. Remember my tangent that I went on when we first started? I took a big old fucking bowl to the dome with some oil on top of a Obama Kush. I just got quiet and I tried to contribute, and it was just a bunch of short words that made no sense.
I had that Dr. Dabber before we did it, and I got way too high. And so you said something about bombing, and I was like, oh shit, he hated my joke.
So internally bombed.
Yeah, I was too high.
Kept yourself from succeeding.
No, that was I was making reference to myself. I was like, ah, shit. So you got to bomb sometimes. Like, blue genie,
yeah.
And then lamp of heroin
and
Iraban contrary. That's dead work. I'm gonna get off stage.
Fucking.
I still think it was good.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna live.
It
in
was
infamy.
Sincere, which is here, which. The funniest part.
Jokes are always better when they're sincere. It sucks when somebody's like, "Oh, it's a joke." You're like, no, it was funnier before you said it. Because of how many people were pissed off. That for later.
That was the first one. We were like, "I wish."
In base.
We should.
We have a Sharpie. We can't do that. It's gonna be moving, right? Right now, that's at number one, because we're on number. We're smoking number two right now. Mm-hmm. Better or worse than that one?
I think I'm getting more of a body or more of a high. The last one gave me more of a.
You know, now that's not so hot. Through the nose exhale, actually really.
Yeah, it's so smooth on the out, like on the out.
Yeah, but I hadn't done it through. Which is my usual way of exhaling smoke
because I think it makes me look cool and like a dragon.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm smoking, I always put it out my nose because you know that's how cool guys do it.
I got a head rush from that one. That was both fucking. This is more head high than the last one. The last one was more of a chest.
A little bit more. We didn't even give it enough time for that high to kick in. We did smoke the joint. I guess.
Well, if we're going for long term, sure. But if we're going for immediate hit, how it's feeling.
Yeah, I'm calling that. Okay, so that one was.
If I smoke the same weed like over and over and over again, like just gonna just feel like smoking a cigarette. You won't smoke a cigarette at some point. But
so number one over here, number five over there.
All right,
that's number one. Yeah. All right, we're doing watermelon sugar next.
Honestly, it looks really nice too, even with the shake.
This is all machine trim.
The Bigfoot probably looks like it'll sell better because it has more of that purple hue.
But, I mean, I did like that. It's really smooth. Like, it wasn't harsh. Like, it was good, I thought. Cool. That one, but definitely the whatever. No balls. Pretty good.
Rainbow snowball.
What do they call the rainbow snowballing?
I don't know if I want to know.
The rainbow snowball. It's when a dude, or it's when somebody of the same gender gives you a snowball.
Oh.
Wait, am I thinking of the correct term?
I was thinking correct of term. Somebody.
What's a snowball? A snowball is when a girl spits the cum back into your mouth. Or she sucked it out of your dick, right?
Pretty sure.
I think that's called humiliation.
No, that's called it's called a snowball. You should learn some humility, DJ Fuckface.
The taxonomy within humiliation.
Yeah, I mean, it'll bring you and your partner closer together because they're like, oh, he's going to go through it with me.
I think.
I have no idea. That's my logic on the fucking. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't have that maybe type of good. Depth in that type of.
I mean, ours
process.
Definitely doesn't taste good. We all eat like shit and all drink like shit.
Oh, yeah. 8 years married. I'm pretty sure that's long out the window.
You
now.
Don't eat pineapple every day just to spice things up?
No?
Okay, let's move on. Next one. Watermelon. Sugar. Whatever that guy's name. Harry Styles. I love.
Yeah,
like yeah, I almost made us listen to that fucking record. Did you know? Behind the scenes. We're doing, this is behind the scenes of the first 10 episodes.
Yeah, we got volumes coming up after, that was the one I was going to do before Oliver Tree. Give Oliver Tree a little rest.
So we know the next three episodes right now, right?
Yeah.
Before, because we haven't even done the next one that we're all on currently.
I
so,
guess so yeah.
If you're listening to this, this is a behind the scenes, Scott. Yeah, that's it. This is exactly what it is. Behind the scenes after the first interview.
You're next. If we all have one ready, we all have one ready at the time we got.
He has the one after that.
Oh, he has one after.
And we haven't. We haven't done the one he picked this time.
I've got two right now. Essentially, we're doing.
This tastes like butter.
I think, yeah, there's so much that's come out recently. I have something I want to pick, but it's going to be, like, a little bit, so.
Tastes like butter and lavender.
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt, but yeah, there's butter and lavender. Ladies and gentlemen. God damn! That might be my favorite one. My favorite one.
They just keep getting back.
I'm okay with, yeah, exactly. More stoned. Yeah, the last one we smoke is going to be the best, for sure.
Yeah, I taste that butter now.
It tastes fatty, like it almost leaves a film on your tongue. That's crazy. I wonder what terpene does that. So yeah, I was gonna make us listen to Harry Styles, that new album, but I think instead I chose Soul Glow, which is a solid fucking choice. So if you want to know, since this is behind the scenes, we can give you a sneak peek of the next few episodes. I don't think we should talk about the records that much because. I think listening, abstaining from listening up until, I mean, I've already broken those rules. I've listened to fucking.
So
we're on Oliver Tree right now.
Yeah, this next week is Cowboy Tears. Following week is Jasper.
No, me. It's me. Doing Viagra Boy's new record. It came out July 8th, and I've been sitting on it ever since then. I texted it to you guys the day it came out and was like, this is the next
choice
I'm making.
Fuck yeah.
And that was when Jasper, it was still DJ Piss's turn.
Yeah, I like listened to some of those singles like Troglodyte and Punk Rock Loser.
Ain't like, No Thief.
I have mine too. Black Midi.
Yeah, I'm super stoked about that.
Yeah,
actually.
I listened to it a few times. A few wild. We'll have some more diversity. I guess there's some more diverse opinions.
Like,
I love Tim Heidecker. Now it's time to.
I know.
Spread it out. Well, I don't know. I think we'll like back.
Yeah, I just, maybe you're right. I chose that because I've been waiting for it. Like, I remember showing you Jazz Welfare, I feel like. And I think I picked you in Street Worms. Or maybe it's the other way around. I think I chose you Street Worms and then Jazz Welfare, because that was their last previous endeavor. Anyway, I've liked them for a while, and so I was stoked to find out we could get them on the podcast. I'm camping.
Yeah.
Because it was rutted real bad. Half of it was fucking black. I can be the canoe commander. I don't care. They're my fucking joints.
You're the head of the canoe.
Yeah. These papers suck. That's what I want to say. So we've got Oliver Tree coming up. And then we've got Viagra Boys. New record. Then we have
the new
Black Midi record, which is called something pretty brutal.
Hellfire.
There's that little
Shore song to the Hellfire. So Black Midi was like,
on
shit.
To the Hellfire. On to the Hellfire.
Are any of you familiar with that song?
Lorna Shore, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, with that song specifically.
To the Hellfire.
He does that.
To the Hellfire.
That shit?
It's the new dude from fucking.
Will Ramos. Their last singer, CJ, blah, blah, blah.
He was a Jomo.
He's a band now.
He's a Jomo.
Is that what it was?
He got in trouble for Jomo.
Ooh, well, he's back now, and people are, like, defending him.
I think he works at Subway.
No.
Or at least some sort of sub sandwich shop.
Substandard.
Substandard.
But yeah, he does work at a...
Substandard sandwiches.
He does work at a sandwich shop, though.
Lame.
Not only will we fuck you with your prices, but we'll
fuck your daughter with
we'll fuck your kids. Jesus. All right.
I don't think I like this one as much.
Jesus. That's, see, whenever I like something, you hate it. And whenever you like something, I hate it. You see the dynamic, right? We have to appreciate that, though.
Yeah.
So in the middle?
Even review.
Yeah, I like the Rainbow Snow Cone.
Yeah, it's still probably my favorite.
Middle. Yeah.
Watermelon in the middle.
Right, only Mellon. We got two left. One of them I had pilfered.
Oh, some sugar on my
pilfered from.
The name of watermelon.
This one is called Black Cherry Pie.
Are you sure it's not Black Cherry Pie?
Pretty sure it's Black Cherry Pie. No, I'm pretty sure.
They're always getting mixed up.
Yeah.
Every farm I've ever been to, they're like, this is either Black Cherry Pie or Black Cherry. Like, no, it's this. No, it's this.
This one's really easy because our black cherry punch is super purple with bright orange hairs, and the black cherry pie is green with dark orange hairs. So, if you're not a if you're not ridiculously dumb,
you should recluse or
what are you? PC. Unfortunately.
Are you a dog?
Do you Marcus go...
Only when I come... Yeah, I'm a... Yeah.
Just bark like a dog every time you jizz it out.
But yeah, I'm wearing... I'm wearing a dog mask. I get into character. Got a full leather dog mask. Check out Roger Rabbit bullshit.
Yeah, just every time you come, like that just starts going on.
Start having an animated seizure.
It's like no wonder why no one wants to stay with me after one time. Doing the fucking Three Stooges dance across the room every time I come.
Heartbeats like 3 feet out of your chest and back, eyes bulging out.
Yeah, I think the weed's working.
We've only three down.
We can make it through all 16.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I've looked at my phone like three times today, and I know those notifications are going off like crazy.
Kinda okay.
I lipped it.
Oh, no. Oh, three sheets to the wind. Three sheets.
Oh, yeah. Wet joint or parade.
Yeah, that's a new product we're developing. it's a mini hair dryer for your joints. It's guaranteed. It's like a cozy, like you would have on a beer, but it's just for the end of your joint. You stick it in there, and it keeps your... I wasn't trying to actually invent a product, goddamn.
Cigarette filter?
Yeah, like a
Cruella
de Vil. Yeah, sure. Why do you go there and I go where I go?
I'm
if I was ever going to be a drag, which I still, that's like a goal, I would love to do drag. I would do a Cruella de Vil costume. I'd
there was a bunch
great.
Of people out in drag last night.
I'm not going to shit my mustache.
With Alex Haley. I think he was doing some sort of event. Yeah, there was a bunch of people out there last night at Joe's Log Cabin.
Nice.
Yeah, Alex Haley was out there.
Do they do comedy out there?
Yeah, no,
is he like the Bert Kreischer of our sound? Should we get him on the podcast? Should we get him in here?
I think he has his own already.
Oh, bitchin'. Yeah. Maybe we can do each other's podcast. Or not.
I don't know him at all.
I don't know him personally.
Yeah, well, I don't have either.
Who I am, I know who he is, but that's pretty much the extent.
I watched you bomb at the high school talent show.
Oh, I remember not liking him for a period of time. There's some in your car if you can't find it in there. Yeah, he's gotten quite a bit better.
Am I camping?
Yep, sitting with it.
He opened up for Adam Ray, and I wasn't too big of a fan.
Has that not gone around yet?
No.
Like, oh my god!
Once.
I'm so sorry. That black cherry. Yeah, I think the weed's working, ladies and gentlemen. I was so focused.
I don't think
on
I can rate
Alex
this
Haley
one yet.
Shit.
This one's a little bit more harsh.
I don't even feel. I don't.
High.
I'm high. Like I'm ripped. I don't want to be this high. Oh,
like
we
a
have a CBD joint.
Yeah,
yeah. No, well, the next one's a CBD joint.
No, give us a minute to breathe.
Okay, okay.
The last couple times that he saw Haley open up for
Kyle Kinane.
Kyle Kinane, he did fantastic.
Yeah.
That sounds rad as fuck. I didn't know he did that.
And he opened up for...
Oh, so getting me on our podcast would be pretty hard.
He's actually a solid comedian.
He's legit,
now.
Yeah.
He's about...
Okay. Awesome.
He's got over 10 years of experience now. So
that's
experience.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So he just can do just that. Like, he has a YouTube channel and shit?
Yep. He does stuff with Wavra.
Mark Wavra.
Yeah.
Oh. He was funny when he opened for Kyle. Like, both
that's
the openers
great.
Were good. The opener and, like, the...
Where did Kyle put... Was that in town or was that in Spokane?
It was here at the Performing Arts Center.
Oh, shit. Okay.
They were on the front of the stage, and the crowd was on the back of the
Spokane.
Stage. So
sure.
Like, we were facing the auditorium.
Yeah. Okay. Spokane. Huh. And Spokane.
Yeah, it's... He's gotten quite a bit better.
And Spokane.
I shouldn't have given him shit, because it's a hard fucking thing to do.
And for like, sure.
And Spokane. Huh. It's hard. I have a hard time writing jokes. That shit's tough.
And Spokane.
Like, it's easy to be funny on the fly, but, like, to, like, sit down and write a joke and... premise and the timing and everything.
That punchline, like,
yeah.
Just trying to write out like a formula to like follow, which never works. But I remember trying to write like, okay, you need to talk about a subject, you need to have a misdirect, and then you need to have a tie back, which incorporates the punchline. Really hard to make all those things happen at the same time.
You just build the environment in which comedy can happen naturally, and you expose it for what it is. That's why podcasting is so like huge. I mean,
you had some funny jokes the other day.
Which ones?
Your William Montgomery joke.
Oh, shit. Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't here for this, and you haven't heard it, and I'm not going to retell him. I'll tell him to you later, because you might like a... I mean, if Jasper liked a couple of them.
Which one?
Repeat one of Bugs, though. Bugs is funny. What does a hot air balloon and your asshole have in common? I've pissed in both of them. Fucking love that joke, like I love you. Where does this joint rank?
Probably like
down here, right? Tied with that one, but we'll keep that one there. This tastes like it wasn't flush. Or whatever, I mean, it tastes spicy. These were flushed. Oh. Oh. Great band.
Yeah, this radio's pretty.
We're taking a break?
Grab some water.
I think I would like a Christmas special. Doesn't have to happen on Christmas, obviously. But where we don't necessarily... We visit our reviews. And like, if we agree with them, or not.
Yeah.
Or like, who cares?
Retrospective.
Yeah.
You know,
this album, who cares? What, like, no one's gonna, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure nobody's fucking chanting, like, Lost Boys. Like, nobody's gonna be.
I don't remember any.
Any of it? Oh, okay.
I don't remember any.
That's all
right. I didn't like it.
I know.
Not a fan.
So far,
it's an appropriate day to talk about it because it's Christmas in July.
Yeah. Okay.
25 today.
Here we are.
Christmas in July special.
Ooh, Christmas in July 10th episode behind the scenes special.
Yeah.
Joint review.
Yeah. Christmas in July smokeout special.
There it is.
Up in
Santa's up in smoke.
Santa's up in smoke, ladies.
Santa or Satan? Weed conspiracy for 2069.
Price to pay for gasoline.
2069.
Didn't we had a dyslexic father that tried to say Santa was coming? Santa was coming. Santa was coming. Santa was coming. Yeah, you can piss next to him. I did.
Santa
was coming. Piss in the litter box. I made that mistake.
You don't have to piss on it.
Got a droopy eye and shit. I don't want to scare him. I'm a stranger. He's supposed to be in a safe space. I don't feel bad doing that.
He's all right.
He's high on dope. Dope. Dope.
Yeah, it's all dope. Yeah,
got a fentanyl problem.
So far,
picked him up off the street.
In place number four, what is that? Black cherry pie?
Black cherry pie.
In place number three, we have Bigfoot lemonade. Bigfoot dick. Number two is watermelon. Right now, number one,
we all like the rainbow.
Rainbow snow cone.
Okay.
Yeah. That sale is the right wheat coating.
It had to. That was. Wah. Have we had time to breathe, or are we still trying to breathe?
I mean, I'm ready.
Confetti cake batter. This is a rare, I guess, in our state. One ratio CBD ratio.
I'm gonna need to go to a buffet.
It's tested. It's tested. Gold it's tested.
Oh shit.
15.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that other than the China goddamn?
India House is a buffet.
India House does.
Oh, yeah. Is that just during lunchtime though? No. Is that just during lunchtime?
I don't know what their hours are. This is a 16%, 15%. Can't remember the exact numbers. Tested CBD. With 7.5%
I found something at I almost got it. It was $22 for a gram, and it tested out at 17% THC and 44% CBD.
What?
It looked like it was dripped in fucking white.
Talk down a product that I grew.
But I spent like $300 on the Dr. Dabbers.
Yeah. That's cool, dude. Like,
Shit
that. Fucking caramel.
Yeah. The doctor. Let's put our stuff to shame.
I don't know about the future. I think I've ever had anything.
The future is uncertain.
I don't know.
I've never had that combination of that high before. I've had CBD be up to like 19%, 9%, maybe. Like somewhere between there. But nothing beyond 20-something%. I've seen CBD stuff with these extracts. It gets up to 40, 60, 99% or whatever.
It wasn't like a moon rocks.
Nope. It's I'll have to buy it next time.
It was peppery. Smoking vegetable stock.
I'm gonna sneeze and then figure it out.
I don't know. Need a Benadryl.
And it tastes like an old Swisher.
Man.
Oh boy. That's an endorsement.
My mouth feels like I just ate a green banana.
That's not good.
I'm sorry that I passed him to the right every single time. I should have stood up, right?
Oh, it's all good.
Okay. I don't remember.
All right, great. It does taste like the green part of the carrots. Chewed on the green part.
Man, I think
that joint.
I think you might need to find a different oil or
we
something.
We totally changed. We have a completely different. Now we use
maybe soilless.
I told you what all of this was grown in, but now all of our new stuff is grown peat moss and decomposing pine. So it's like already inoculated with crazy microorganisms and shit.
Yeah, so you don't have time to
use
it.
It look legit moldy and shit. Gigantic 2,700 pound pallets. Yeah, I don't know about that joint either.
It's got a really smooth effect, but as far as the flavor goes, it's just not there. That's what's the biggest bummer is this stuff has really unique effects with everything. It's just the flavor does not support.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I just rolled too good a joint.
Yeah.
The joint is good.
Maybe we take bong hits.
Flavored. We tried that yesterday and we were all unimpressed.
It was all unimpressed.
It was a big old mouthful of bad flavor.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, damn.
Thankfully, all these are damn. Gone forever.
Damn. Damn.
I'm stoked about the effects of this one, though.
Damn.
Well,
it's super
unexpectedly.
Mellow.
Super unexpectedly. I feel like it's kind of mellowing everything else out, too. Everything else
wild
out.
Anxiety that I had from smoking those is tapering off.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Nose is
this was the best place to put it was at the end.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So in terms of placement,
oh, yeah, 100%.
It's number one. Off. But in terms of in terms of effect, poof, probably number one, too.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Flavor?
It's tasting better.
The higher you get.
I think that initial burn, you don't get, not as resiny and not as built up. Not that resiny flavor.
But more of the nozzles built up.
That's, I think this would be a really good, like, yeah, just sharing joints and hit a concert.
Yeah, people who don't smoke very often. Definitely, there's a market for that. Definitely, people who want to. Definitely. It's fun to smoke a joint versus, like, you know, getting a pipe.
I remember this one time we invented the term day killer.
And we were at Emmett.
We were
and,
at Fuckface's house.
And
I had, I think, like, an ounce. 2 ounces
we were
White
at
Widow.
And
we rolled it up into a blunt.
We were at
Emmett. We just sat on your
we were
and
at
played Skate 2.
And
all day.
Yeah.
I think that was the day that I was shaking chocolate milk
and
the cap came off. And then I just kept shaking.
Not
on purpose.
Yeah.
It was just because I was into the motion.
Why are you still shaking?
I stopped.
Why are you still shaking? Why are you still
shaking? Wasn't on purpose.
I stopped.
Why are you still shaking? Are you still shaking?
Yeah.
Why are you still shaking?
I put milk into.
Why are you still shaking? Why are you still shaking? Why?
Thank you, God.
I did. I'm still shaking.
I'm so sorry. That was my.
Well,
it's a CBD joint. Deftones.
It's on this radio. Of everything that I just listened to. For, I've used Spotify for so long and my algorithms, I don't know, probably too much data to really do.
What radio station do you put it on?
This was for an All Them Witches, that first song, Alabaster.
Oh, Tater CL.
Did we ever say what your what is after Oliver Tree?
Or
did we just get high?
Volumes, it's gonna be. I think the album's called Crew. At the end of last year.
I really do like that song they did with Puya. And they were involved with some stuff. There's a late night talk show that I really like called 2 Minutes to Late Night, and their vocalist was involved with some stuff. Never gone out of my way to listen.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm golden.
Yeah.
Okay. That one below the black.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
Middle?
In
between? Yeah.
I'd probably stick to that either at number 2 or 3.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, it's kind of harsh. Flavor's like, okay. But the effects are really nice.
Yeah, I got better as it's.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah,
it did mellow out in flavor quite a bit.
I think 5 is the perfect amount to go through because I don't know if I can do another one.
Yeah, no, that was good. I thought it was going to be 6.
There wouldn't have been any difference at that point with the last one. Like
I mean, for 3 people, that was a decent amount.
Oh, yeah. That was probably like an 1/8 of weed, maybe.
Like a blunt? Blunt? Last time you guys smoked a blunt?
It was like
blunt?
Maybe
2 weeks ago.
It was maybe like 2 blunts. It was maybe like 2
blunts you rolling?
Well, maybe like two.
Why roll a blunt if it's not a bunch?
I usually like we'll do like a gram, like and a half maybe, like in a.
You get
a half, maybe, a half, maybe. Essentially, mm-hmm. almost a dub cycle. Put it in there. Just
yeah.
Half, maybe. How tight I can roll it.
This never made much sense to me to smoke a whole blunt.
Gotta have somebody
yeah,
with you.
Sharing. When you have a group.
Yeah. But why not just roll a fat joint? Why where does tobacco come into play?
Use hemp wraps. Hemp wraps
yeah.
are really nice.
Sure.
Like for some like golden honey hemp wraps. Those ones only fit like a gram.
I miss those little platinum wraps like back in high school. There's something about those flavors that are nostalgic to me.
Backwoods are pretty good. Honey berry is delicious still.
I always fucked up over the back eye, but then owls
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
I had to lick it or wet it down. Or wet
yeah,
it. I am doing that.
Wet it or wet it
or wet it or wet it.
Not drying
or wet it or wet it. Or wet it or wet it.
Or wet it.
Of course the van shout out. What's up?
Yeah.
Wet
murder.
It. Got to see them.
It or wet it.
We were going to cover a band that Jasper, DJ Piss went and saw live with, of course, the band performing also, who were from Idaho.
Oh, yeah. I thought about doing that.
Yeah, we were going to. Do you remember the name of that band?
Steak Sauce Mustache.
Steak Sauce Mustache.
Bedford, Oregon.
You don't remember that?
No.
They sound like...
Every Time I Die. It's like MySpace hardcore.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the good hardcore.
For
yeah.
sure. Like the Callous Dowboys.
Yeah.
Well.
They had a kick-ass high tie, though. They were really entertaining.
What was their mascot? Snyder didn't have one?
No, they didn't have a mascot. Okay. I think the dude, he just, like, had all kinds of different clothes on and shit and was just
clothes
taking
on and
off
shit.
And, like, was in a diaper for a while and ended, shit. I think, in, like, a American flag Speedo. They got the crowd all riled up. They're like, all right, somebody get up on stage with us. And they, like, pulled the dude up. And they, like, hyped him up. And they're like, all right, stand over here. All right, turn around. And he was, like, standing by, like, the guitar amp, turned around. And they just left him there for, like, 2/3 of their set. They, like, pulled him up on stage and then turned him around and just left him there. After being like, you want to get on stage? Yeah, you want to get on stage with us? And just, yeah. It was hilarious. Yeah, I think there was, like, inflatable
yeah.
shit. I don't know. And, like, when they would talk in between songs, they had, like, a crazy vocal processor, so they were, like, aliens from the planet Medford. It was, like, their whole shtick. It was really funny.
Where's Medford? For
the other side of Oregon, like, south,
okay.
way south of Portland. South of Portland. It's in a pretty red part of Oregon.
Like, the east?
No. Coastal.
Oh.
So it's, like...
By Northern California.
Oh.
Yeah,
there's a weird...
Medford.
Northern California is super conservative also.
Yeah. Farmland.
Conservative.
Agricultural
land.
Conservative. Never been. There's weed, California.
Conservative.
Oh,
that's true.
Go down to Shasta.
Look at all these roaches.
Yeah.
Goddamn roach problem in here, Emmett.
Fucking get out.
We played.
Roll them up.
Generational. I was in a band for a little bit.
Oh,
we
no.
we played a punk rock squat in Norway, and there was one of the bands that opened was called Trans Astrogoth. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I want to say it's something way cooler than that. Trans Astro Yogoth. Yeah.
Yogoth.
Yeah,
oh my
from like
God.
Yagoth from fucking.
Oh.
No,
you guys know what this is?
Lovecraft from
sure.
Mythos.
Like
Y O G O T H.
Their lead singer had the Blake Anderson hair. But he's
cool.
a short,
good
short
story.
Little guy. Like thick. And
oh, yeah.
he.
A little chody Robert Plant.
He wore a cloak. Like just a picture of a cloak. A black cloak, and that's what it was. He had it over his head, but the cloak was super huge because of
his
hair.
hair.
and he had a, if I remember, I hope I remember this correctly, but he had a crystal ball for part of it and a book. And he just was screaming at the crowd like he was casting spells on him. It's pretty
nice.
Awesome. I mean,
that's going full.
Full
send, as they
full
say.
Full send, yep. And in that, it was a punk rock squat, so people were, like, smoking while moshing. Smoking cigarettes, hitting bongs, booting up. Doing
crack. Moshing sounds dangerous.
Well,
sounds terrifying.
I mean, it depends on where you're shooting. I mean,
well,
maybe.
Or who you're trying to shoot, Jesus
hey,
Christ.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
Just moshing with, like, a loaded needle out there. Gotcha.
Hey,
you're losing your losing next weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a dude there that had
lost his kids last weekend.
No, who had really bad, like I imagine, psoriasis, like really untreated, unmedicated psoriasis.
Yeah, that's who you shoot up.
It was legions.
You don't get. No.
It was legions.
Legionnaires.
Yeah, you know, the legionnaires that develop on the skin, like in monkeypox.
Oh, like scabies?
Yeah, like legionnaires disease.
Yeah, but with roaches.
I got roaches crawling got all over
all
me.
All over me. The roaches are all over this table.
Guys,
all
am
I
covered
see is
in
roaches.
Bugs?
Guys, woo! Looks like Bigfoot's dead.
Guys,
like
what movie is that from?
Guys,
like
Anchorman.
No, it smells like
Bigfoot's
covered
in bugs.
Yeah.
It's the Sex Panther cologne.
Got it.
Well, guys, Mike
immediately plays.
Well, guys, Mike.
60% of the time, it works every time.
You know, Paul
Ryan, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, guys, Mike. Paul Rudd drinks blue waves. Sperm. Wait, blue
sperm.
Well,
guys,
Mike. Sperm whale. He drinks milk.
Today, chewing your ass.
He drinks the milk of like sperm whales, like pregnant. Mothering whales.
Is this just on TikTok or is this in a movie?
I think it's a joke.
What are you saying? God damn it. Spit it out.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd drinks blue whale's milk, breast milk. He drinks the breast milk.
He keeps a
blue
whale to milk
breast
it.
Breast
yeah.
milk.
Yeah,
yeah. Whale.
He
keeps
a blue whale
pregnant.
In his backyard.
He keeps it pregnant to harvest the milk.
He's a
villain.
He is a saltwater swimming pool that he has a whale kept in. Kept that he rescued.
I don't think Paul Rudd accepts its role.
No, that's
this
just,
is a
that's
fiction.
Real life. That's not a movie.
Sorry. Even if this is his real life,
this is just
his responsibility. No. Grabbing a blue whale in his backyard so he can milk it. How does a blue whale get milked in the first place?
A blue whale get milked.
Is Paul Reed just going in there and be like, I got my fucking whale milk?
How does a blue whale get
milked? Square. I'm going to give myself
right.
a little milk. Milk
me.
How does a blue whale.
That's
how does a blue whale get milked?
They can't get milked.
How does a blue whale get
milked? Don't
you
ever
you can get a literal bone by
a
fucking whale. Their
him.
Whale penis has a literal fucking bone that extends
how does
out.
How a blue whale
so when you get boned by a whale, you're getting literally fucking boned by
I've
a
seen
whale.
One.
A blue whale
I've seen
milk
one.
My grandparents' house. Milk.
Oh.
Blue whale.
Yeah, they had
milk.
One?
Yeah, they had the, one of those fucking like
baculum.
The blue whale get milk.
It's called a baculum.
How does a blue whale get milk?
Nope, it's called a baculum. Blue whale got baculum. A baculum.
I thought it was called something different.
Yeah, I thought it was called a proboscis, but it's not.
How does a
no,
blue whale
called a baculum?
Who's Scott Dracula?
The blue whale
Scott Dracula? Scott Scapula?
How does a blue whale get milk? Yeah, it was a whale. I forgot the name of it. Yeah, whale penis.
How does a blue
whale get
milk?
It was a milk of a whale penis. And so we
baculum.
Always
baculum. Hold on.
My grandparents always
hold
made people.
I got this.
Yeah, they always say, hey, check that out. Feel this. See what. What do you think this is? What type of bone do you think it is? No.
Milk it.
How does a blue whale get milk it? How does a blue whale get milk it? How does a blue
no mammals
milk it?
It said at the beginning certain mammals.
What? That's
not us.
I know that.
Speak for yourself.
I was telling you what a whale's penis is.
Is it a water blood
it's
mammal?
A baculum.
A water blood. We're blowing water animal.
Your grandparents had a whale baculum, and your house had a whale tooth.
No, it was the thing that the hair in the mouth.
Yeah, essentially a whale tooth.
Like the thing they catch the plankton.
Yeah, I get it.
It's not. You crazy motherfucker! That's not a tooth.
It's a filtering device they use. I understand.
Yeah, we had the
more like a sponge. It could still crush you.
I'm forgetting all this stuff since I haven't seen it and talked about it forever. Yeah, that grandparents and parents would always make people touch the whale penis and then
whale
and tell them what it was after the fact.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you're catching this, Jimmy.
Whale penis. Be careful with it. It's very soft. Go ahead and feel it top to bottom and see what you feel about that. All right, I'm back up top, back to the bottom.
You know, I went to the world's only penis museum in Iceland. Yeah, it's called the...
Was it just you screaming in Iceland? Look at my dick.
No, I put on a clinic.
No, I went to the, it's called the Museum of Phylogenical Studies. It was right across the street from the hostel I was staying in.
There's a museum of penis in Las Vegas that Jasper and I saw.
Yeah, but this is real.
Oh, yeah, this is different.
This is
yeah.
real.
Penis puppetry?
Actual.
Yeah,
they
I
have
think that's
three,
where it was strip club.
They have three human dicks. They have every baculum from every mammal, every vertebrae.
From every human dick.
Yeah.
They have a picture of the world's largest dick, which is just incredible. They have the whale's dick, which is taller than all of us. They have lots of dissected penises everywhere. Mm. A lot of them are in, like, some of them are squished. Some of them are dried and put on the wall. Some of them are in little vats of, like, what I imagine is a vinegar-tasting solution.
Ooh.
That's probably formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Probably not vinegar-tasting.
Sure.
Not you can really get wet, though. You can,
ugh.
If there's pickled dicks, then you can, I guess there's vinegar.
I hate formaldehyde.
Y'all want some pickled dicks? Let me just crack a jar open for you.
Formaldehyde always takes me back to ag science, where we had the dissected
y'all want
and, like, cutting them out of those vacuum-packed things, those bags.
Dicks,
every time that smell just hits your nose, and you're like, this is real life. Hmm. What is this your fantasy? And then I just mentally checked out for the next 45 minutes.
Fuck that course.
I got the brain out. No, we had the baby pig. I totally got the brain out. But boom. Anyway, I can't do.
I saw that penis museum on Joe Goes.
Oh, Joe Goes to the Penis Museum.
Yeah,
I went there. You unintentionally start making a bunch of dick jokes. It's fucking hilarious.
Well, I think. Yeah, you can't help it.
Yeah. What else are you going to talk about? I mean, you're the dick museum. You're going to bring up the game?
Yeah, nice dick.
Honey, that's which one do you want to take home with us?
What kind of dinner do you want? Hot dogs.
I am craving corn dogs.
I don't know, man. I'm really feeling a taco after being in here.
Lengua.
Stuffed cannoli.
Lengua. Lengua taco. Do you guys have taquitos?
Peach cobbler.
Tuquito? I want those ones that are rolled real tight and deep fried. Have
taquito.
Yeah, those ones. Or mini tacos.
Give me some ahi tuna,
please. Anyway, they've got a lot of good penis stuff. If you ever go to Reykjavik and you're staying at the hostel I stayed at, just go across the street, bro.
Taquito? I want taquitos now.
I'm fucking hungry.
You guys just ate.
No, did we?
Yes. You crushed McDonald's.
Had a McDouble.
You both crushed McDonald's. And earlier in the day, I crushed Jack in the Box.
I think I want more.
Maybe. I mean, should this be it? Did we ranked all of our weed. What time stamp are we at? Is it too far?
52 minutes.
God damn. This is almost a special, ladies and gentlemen. Look, with the last 8 minutes, we've committed to selling you the idea of listening to more of this.
Yeah.
We're real high, and if this is about as slow as
this is
gets.
It. This is raw talent so right here at its best. We're gonna be better in these next 8 minutes, 7 minutes now probably, than we ever have been to incite you to listen to the rest of this year. Right now, we're popping off here.
All right, you ready?
Nobody's ready.
Diggy, diggy, diggy. That's your buddy. Walk to walk back. Canceled.
I'm serious.
I'll take your shit home. I'm go back to your trailer.
No. We should learn My Way by Limp Bizkit.
Go my way or the highway. Go my
yeah,
way.
No, we should learn. Because when I was 11, I got to find out my age appropriate or when I was at. I was like 12 when that song came out, right? And like I hated my older brother. Everything sucked. For me personally, that's like amazing Limp Bizkit. That's great. I'm happy that they're a thing and that existed. But I can't believe that DJ Fuckface is still spinning. That still sucks, right?
My way. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I just... I don't know.
So we should learn My Way to teach us all what Limp Bizkit sounds like.
Yes, I don't never pay attention to what the guitars are. It's like jump, jump.
No, that's corn. Yeah, you're doing the corn version, honestly.
Whoa.
No, it's open chords. It's open chords that work because they're like Sonic Youth chords.
Right, just odd tunings.
I don't know if they're odd tunings. I think you're just playing natural harmonies and just doing octaves.
Oh, yeah, just playing chords.
Yeah, yeah, he's C he's majoring a, it.
He's got a lot of pedals, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's usually, I think it's just the distortion that he uses in that song. But I mean, do we dare add it to the queue on Spotify? We don't have to fuck with the playlist. But I mean, yeah, just as a refresh. Okay, we're fine. We're rolling on.
After word and the headphones are
rolling on a river. How's your
my butthole fucking hurts?
You have to ask. How's
yeah. Spread your hole right open and numb everything up. It'll like numb up your gooch and balls.
We got 5 minutes. We got 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We're 5 minutes. Funniest people you have ever heard within the next 5 minutes to incite you. Continue listening to our endeavor here on Mold Brain Radio. This is the Telethon, ladies and gentlemen. Please call and donate now. Anything.
Three white guys walk into a bar.
You have 5 minutes to donate anything, ladies and gentlemen. Call now.
Three white guys walk into a bar and don't get seated within a minute, and they get upset.
Me every night, bro.
Sounds like Kyle.
I'm three guys. Who's Kyle?
Karen's counterpart.
Oh, I thought those were called Chad.
No, there's Mega Chad. That's the good guy that has the perfect jawline.
Mega Chad's a good guy now?
Yeah,
maybe I thought all Chads were bad.
If you're an incel, yeah. I mean, if that's the perspective you're coming from. Yeah.
My bad.
From,
so are we Chads?
From,
yeah. My bad.
I don't know if I want to be a Chad.
And that's only a thing because of Rick and Morty, right?
There's always the Fuck Jerry page too.
Oh, there was always Fuck Jerry. Okay, yeah. All right. Fuck both of you.
Well,
what do we got? 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
We
are going to be the funniest people you've ever heard. Call now. Call now.
Call now. I need help for my hemorrhoids. They're painful.
My parents decided it was not smart to keep inviting the native kids over when we lived in the native village in Alaska to watch Pocahontas. There's a lot of bad, Native American white themes that we were instilling within the native community. And
wasn't Pocahontas like 14?
Was
that second you?
I was John Smith. My parents would say I was John Smith coming in and saving the neighbor girl.
Well, yeah, that's what happened.
Well, you know, they go back and tell their parents.
Oh, she didn't want you to follow. She didn't want a girl to fall in love with you.
It's just a movie about colonizing.
Yeah, colonizing, but we were the white family coming into this.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Watch this movie. It's propaganda.
Yeah, let's watch this nice Disney movie. Hey, this one's about Indians. So, wait, this is really bad. We need to quote show.
Do you see how you naturally can just, like, push propaganda as a kid without even...
Yeah, my sister's fine.
Yeah.
Disney, hot take. We got 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen. 1 minute. Please.
No, you're
one
like.
Minute. Please keep listening, ladies and gentlemen.
Adios. My butt hurts, yo.
Adios. All right. Call now.
Keep your sticks on ice.
You bastards.
I don't know.
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 I don't know.